Did y'all change the volume?
No, it's okay.
Leave it just like that.
Was this on the whole time?
No, I just turned it on.
Oh, okay. Did you start it over?
So let's talk.
I love this weather we're having today.
Isn't it great?
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. It really is. It's incredible. I love your shirt, too.
Thank you. You got it from some girl I met 7 years ago.
Oh, wasn't that nice of me to give you that?
Huh?
Wasn't that nice of me to give you that?
Yes. That was very nice. My, how you've changed. Let's just have a regular deep conversation.
I'm so tired. I cannot wait to get a good 12 hours sleep.
I can't wait to get my first Learjet. Okay, I'll start it off. Explain to me why you think it's best that we're just friends.
Well, I just do more.
You think you can be happy that way?
Trying. I mean, Mark.
Can we be good friends? Not really.
I think it's going to take a while. Because you can't just go out of a relationship like that.
Say what?
You can't just get out of a relationship and decide you're going to be best friends. I mean, that's what I would love. I mean, if we could do it, but I don't think we can because it's...
Well, just not even be friends.
Well, I would love to be, Mark, but it's hard to let your feelings, you know? Well, I don't know. Well, I mean, I felt real uncomfortable this morning when I knew I was going to see you, and then I felt like, well, shoot, why not, you know? I mean, I was just real nervous for some reason. I don't know.
Think I wasn't.
There's no reason, I mean, why we can't go, but we weren't going to fight dadgum much.
No. You're right.
And...
We're just two different people.
Well, I mean... We're a lot alike. We're a lot
alike. You know what's funny, but I'm not sure if you tell. You're the only person I ever fight with, and I'm the only person you ever fight with.
I know, and I don't understand it.
I don't fight with anybody but you.
I don't understand it. One bit. I really don't.
I don't even fight with my sister.
I don't understand it at all. And I don't know what our problem is. But we've tried to work it out, and we've tried a million times. And obviously...
We never try. All we do is just get back together and fight. That's all we do.
I mean,
we just get inconsiderate of how the other person feels.
Yeah. And we both do it.
And neither one of us are willing to give in to anything.
You know what? It was kind of funny. You know who told me that was Flynn. Josh. Fine. I picked him
up. Told you what?
I picked him up one day and took him to the ZBT house. I was taking Carrie home and he was walking. I said, "Do you want me to take you somewhere, you know?" He goes, "Yeah, will you take me to the ZBT house?" I said, "Sure."
Anywhere but there.
And he goes,
"Sure."
And he goes, he said, "I can't believe y'all broke up again." And I said, "Well, said, we did. He said, y'all's problem is that y'all are so headstrong, neither one of y'all would give in for either. You know, he's right.
Isn't that terrible?
Shit. It's embarrassing. I mean, it makes us look so immature when we go out, I mean, and get back together, and then break up, and get back together, and break up. You know. I mean, it makes...
both look ridiculous.
Well, it does. I mean...
We didn't ever break up this time, though. We just left. Just want you to know I always love you, though.
I always love you, too. And it just breaks my heart. But I feel that...
I got closer to you than I ever have to anybody in my life.
I know. I think it's something... You know, you go through this deal where you always go through the comparing... stage where I don't know, you just
comparing things you do like smoking and drinking, what do you mean? Is that what you mean?
No, what? You hate that.
No, I'm not trying to start. I'm just at what he's saying. I thought that's what you were saying.
What I'm saying is where you start, I always find myself comparing you to other people. And that's just a hat. That's just something that I guess I'll do.
What do you mean? Like the other guys?
Yeah, I mean, I had been out. But, you know, I mean, it's just something that you do.
What do you say it when? Like after we broke up?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant all the time.
No.
Well, that's what you're saying.
No.
You might as well forget that. You're never going to find anybody's perfect.
Good time.
True. If you're gonna do that, you might as well forget it. You might as well. You better quit comparing.
I'm not be cocky.
I'm not saying cocky. That's not what I mean. What I mean is, if you love me like you say you do or whatever, then, I mean, when you love someone that long, it's hard. It's like your own sister. You're never gonna like another girl like your sister or something.
What do you think about? I mean, Mark, I cannot handle your temper.
That's what I told Wes today.
I cannot handle it.
Let me say something. I was just talking to Wes today, and I said, Wes, if there's one thing that I would change about myself more before anything else, that was it, my temper, and that's. The worst trait I've got.
I mean, if I want to change that and be, I can quit the smoking. I could if I wanted to.
But you don't want to.
But I don't want to.
I know.
Because that's something that's me. But if I was doing something that hurts you.
Wait a minute.
Like a temper, I guess.
How did I hurt you? I never hurt you.
Well, you don't have to, Mark. I mean,
okay, that's fine. No, that doesn't physically hurt me, but it hurts me in the ways you say. It scares me. I hate it. I'm just saying that, you know.
It's a heck of a lot easier than quitting.
What?
So I guess that's something.
You just made me feel kind of really low. I mean, I was down on the whole thing anyway, and then I asked if you want me to leave, and you go, I don't care. And that's
well, you were asking me stupid questions.
Well,
I don't.
You probably don't even remember what I asked you.
Yes, I do. You said, are you always going to be loyal to me? And I always have been. And you got mad because that's what I said.
That's not why I got mad. I got mad because you were teasing.
I was not teasing.
I didn't mean about that.
What we meant?
I was just mad about the way you weren't answering anything I was asking you. You wouldn't answer that. Finally,
it was just a weird question.
Well, I'm a weird person.
Well, you just told me you were perfect.
I lied. I guess I better not sing on there, huh?
I don't know. I just think, Mark, that we would be much happier. I mean, you know, at times, you know, it's just like you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
I know.
You can't. I can't live with you and I can't live without you either. And I think if we could just be friends, I think we would get along like two peas in a pod.
When did friends get in pods?
I don't know. It's always easy to fall back because it's a habit.
No, I'm saying no. I'm saying it gets easier to get over. For a few, you know, a few days after stuff like that happened, I mean, I'm so low I can hardly stand myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets easier as you go along.
Sure.
And it's still not easy now, I promise. But I know it gets easier, I hope. The only thing I worry about is that, scares me to death about the whole thing is what if it never gets better?
What do you mean?
What if I always feel this way?
No, you won't.
I don't think I will either. I think I'll
I'm the only one you fight with. What does that tell you?
It tells you I care about you more than anybody else.
I know, but I don't feel that we need to put each other down in our lowest state to prove that we love each other. It's just not fair. And
we both had our chances and we both blown them.
Well, that last time though, that...
Well, it would have been 60 last time.
No, I'm saying the last time though, golly.
Last time what?
It was last time we got back together. I really felt different. I mean, golly, you're just being so sweet. And
that's how I naturally am.
Not with me. A lot of times. Like that night we went to Jokey Garcia's. That was miserable.
I think I like that.
I hate it. You know what?
It when you're that way.
What did I do?
You're so fucked up. It's not even funny.
Well, you drank that next bit Saturday night.
Every time I saw you that whole week, you were shit faced. I'm sorry. You know, I should just go back and race it.
I can't believe we're not going to go skiing.
You don't understand that, I know. And I don't even need to be telling you anyway, but... It's just a problem. That's really, if I was to pinpoint one thing that came between us, alcohol. Period. That's not that.
You mean it's on me?
That's not what I said.
Oh, did I?
So that's one thing that's come between us. I thought back, I cannot think of one time that you and I just sat there and had a fight that one of us wasn't drunk or drinking or something. I can't think of one. Probably because most of the time one of us always drunk out of the two of us. And that, if I, that, just looking back on it, that's what I would say the problem was. And that, it's something both of us are just, we just enjoy that too much or whatever, I guess, and don't feel that's more important.
I don't understand how people just can get along and they still drink. No.
They don't. You ever seen people that do?
Yeah.
Who?
No.
You can't help it. But like tonight, Joe T. Garcia, they're all having, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
But like, just think about that. That's, everybody's at Joe T. Garcia's, right? Just think about us. When we go out like that, sure, when we first, see, I didn't, it's no fun when like one person's already drunk, okay. Well, I just think when we go out with a group like that, we have a super time. When you're like that, when do we fight? When we get,
you know what,
just listen. We fight when we get home or whatever. And that, okay, go ahead. But I'm saying that we probably wouldn't have done that.
Well, I mean, I'd sit there and I'm just like trying to love you. I'm sitting there just patting you on your leg, and you get all pissed off and move my arm.
Huh?
I mean, you know.
You're just trying to love. Just because you hadn't. You know, the whole thing.
And then you walked in the door. You walked in the door, and I was so happy to see you. You know?
I was happy to see you, too.
And then you just all of a sudden turned into Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde or whatever and just changed your whole attitude.
What do you think? Okay, I got pissed when you poured the beer in my lap. What made me mad?
And I didn't mean to do that either. I didn't even mean to do that. That was an accident.
It wasn't completely accident.
Well, I was sitting there going like this and you moved my arm like that. I know you're going like that. And I was just trying to be sweet and I moved your arm away and you spilt your beer and then you took your beer and went just like that. And it just, you know, the stupid stuff like that, I don't know.
Pretty stupid people. I don't know, I was, after everything, one side of me tells me to never have anything to do with you again. And I felt that way. And the other side of me tells me you love her more than anybody else in the world, and you know damn well that y'all can be happy together if you work at it, and it'll come easy in time. To which side do I talk to? Listen to.
Well, see, I thought that too, but and then again, I thought about, good Lord, if we can't even get along without one day without having an argument, there's no way we're going to be able to get along for the rest of our lives. You know?
All right.
I mean. And I'll be dadgum. I mean, I just thought.
I ain't gonna fight the rest of my life. I don't want to.
Oh, me neither.
I don't fight with anybody.
I don't either. Hey, they love you.
Well, I think we've established the fact that neither one of us want to fight.
I'll agree to that. Why do we fight anyway?
Well, I guess we just see things in different ways sometimes.
I mean, like, I don't understand how you see anything, especially without your glasses on. Ha ha.
Oh, are you going to make fun of me wearing glasses now?
I'm not making fun of you. I'm just trying to understand what our deal is.
Love one another. And I think we should try to stay together.
Mark, how can we stay together? No, really. So hard for us to, stay together when all we do is fight all the time.
Well, like I said earlier, I think it has a lot to do with that alcohol problem.
Let's quit drinking.
Yeah, that'll be the day when you quit.
Fuck you. See, you're so unfair.
That is another thing that really makes me mad about you. Is the way you throw around cuss words.
I learned them all from you. Do you want some more coffee?
No, thank you. What we really need to start doing is concentrating on the things that are keeping us apart.
I don't know what it is.
I know what it is. Sometimes all you care about is yourself.
Sometimes when people talk about other people, they're talking about themselves.
Mark?
Oh, are you saying that when I say that, I'm talking about other people?
No, I'm just saying that you're self-centered sometimes.
I am about as self-centered as a ram in estrus.
What's that?
Well, do you remember that paper I was reading on the Rocky Mountain Bighorn?
No.
Oh, that's probably when we weren't dating.
When? Yesterday?
Well, it could have either been yesterday or 2 weeks ago, since we've been apart two weeks.
A week and a half.
Well, looks like your water's boiling now.
You want some more coffee?
No, thank you.
Excuse me.
That is another thing.
Okay, now you're getting pissed off at me. See, why you get mad at everything I do?
That is something that really pisses me off about you. Not only do you have shitty breath sometimes.
Shut up.
But you burp. And not only do you burp when other people are around. And frankly, that just really grosses me out.
You fart all the time.
You cannot name one time that I've farted in front of one of your friends, though.
That's bullshit.
There you go again, cussing all the time.
Let's just forget it.
Maybe you're right. We've gone through so much shit together. And I'm about tired of smelling your shit. What do you have to say to that?
I don't care.
I bet you have gotten so low that you don't even appreciate my classical art anymore.
What are you talking about?
Did you fart?
Mark, I'm gonna be serious.
Is that your coffee breath I smell?
Hey, you can't even be serious about this.
Oh, are you trying to take our relationship seriously now?
I always have been.
Let's just try to be sweet with each other.
I'd love to. I just don't know if it's right now, though, or not.
Would you at least give me a 3-minute kiss?
Alright.
Please?
Quit.
You used to let me kiss you before.
Yeah, but when we were dating.
There is nothing that I would like more than for you to let me kiss you right now. Well, I just don't know what to say anymore. I've tried everything that I can think of to win you to my ways. And it's beginning to get old. I feel like I've been knocking at the same door for weeks on end now. Trying to get you to come back to me. Can't you ever forgive me?
Yeah, but I just can't figure you out sometimes.
And just what do you mean by that?
Well, you get mad all the time for everything that I do.
Speaking of getting mad, you're really getting on my nerves right now.
Well, I'm sorry. We're always on each other's nerves.
You are a nerve.
Mm-hmm. Mark, I love you. Why can't we just not fight?
I'm not sure what it is that makes us fight.
you were sick.
That was you.
Amy's gonna kill us.
At least she gave us all this coffee to drink while we're doing this crap.
At least you could have gotten us a six pack of beer. Uh-oh, I shouldn't have said that. Now you're gonna get mad.
Now that's just getting right back to where we were before.
What? Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Have you ever heard of AA?
Funny. Have you ever heard of personalities? They're selling them at the 7-Eleven for 99 cents in the month.
Have you ever heard of brushing your teeth? I'm not sure what smells better coming out of your mouth, the garlic or the coffee, or maybe the onions.
Well, I like the booger in your left nostril. I'm like, oops. Serious.
See, here you go making fun of me again.
Well,
first you make fun of me for wearing glasses, and then you're telling me I have a booger in my nose.
That's why I broke up with you. Oh. Will you get me some more coffee? Please.
Will you brush your teeth after the next cup?
Well, I might drink another cup.
Getting better, isn't it? Just, I believe that being together like this and talking, even if it's just because someone made us do it because they needed it for a project, has helped us to settle some of our differences. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Wonder what kind of class this is for. A psychiatry class? Amy really seems like she's a nice girl, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm, she is. She's the best friend, dude.
Boy, that girl flat studies, too. She studies more than any girl I've ever seen. No, I mean, she really does. She really takes her grades seriously.
How do you know her so well?
She just I just met her one time. She was in one of my classes.
That's what you always say about every girl I ever ask you about. She's in one of my classes.
So I make friends easily.
You don't have any friends.
I have more than you do.
See? Here we are again, Mark.
But at least we are talking instead of not even seeing each other.
Mark! You're so sick!
Are you going to give me a hard time about burping?
You do it all the time anyway. Why should I know?
Logically speaking, that sentence didn't make any sense.
Logically speaking, you don't make any sense. You are nonsense. You are.
You've got fat calves.
I do not.
When was the last time you read a book?
Yesterday.
What was it, a Playgirl?
Mm-hmm. Economics book.
Wait. Are you trying to tell me that you read an economics book yesterday?
That's what I said.
What you said and what you did is a lot of times two different things.
Well, take my word for it. I read